This isn't an essay on what I listen to, per se, but rather, how I can and will cycle through intensity, familiarity, identity, and brutality over a rather short amount of time. I have not exclusively written about music or heavy metal much in depth since my July 2024 blog, The 80 Metal. I was attempting to explain my complicated tastes in heavy metal from that point of view of the summer of 2024. I was explaining the love I have for those bands, albums, songs, and their impact on me during that time. 40 bands, 80 songs, filtered through a post-pandemic era rediscovery where time expanded just enough to let new music in a little deeper. It was structured, intentional, almost archival in nature. A snapshot of what stuck to my ears during that time. Snapshots can lie by omission. They freeze motion, and in doing so, erase the system underneath, the repetition, the return, the quiet gravitational pull that keeps certain sounds in orbit long after the first hit fades, or was even a hit at all other than your own preferences, and why one or many love-hate this song, full record or band at all. To actually see what I was doing instead of what I thought I was doing, I had to go outside of Spotify itself. I pulled this data using a third-party tool, Stats for Spotify, which exposes metrics the base app doesn't bother showing. Top bands, most played jams for the past year, and the last 50 recently played songs. Instead of the handful of surface-level entries Spotify feeds you through the app, it's not perfect, but it's close enough to reveal patterns. That's all this needs to be. From here, this isn't about ranking or building another top list. This is a breakdown of behavior. The constants, the rotations, the repeats, and the outliers. What stays, what fades, what comes back, and what never really leaves at all. Top bands. The bands below are a mixed bag. If you know them or not really depends on whether or not you consider yourself a metalhead and what non-metal bands one listens to. Now, there are whole online discussion groups of what constitutes what a metalhead actually is, but for this breakdown, we will stick to the basics. If you listen to Black Sabbath, Led Zeppelin, Deep Purple, Metallica, Sepultura, Pantera, Slipknot, Korn, Devil Driver, you qualify. If you listen to Disturbed, Five Finger Death Punch, Falling in Reverse, Bring Me the Horizon, and Asking Alexandria, you still qualify, but just barely. Insert Jackass, smiley face here. Basically, if it's got distortion in the guitars, fast double bass drumming, some clean bass with a combination of aggressive vocals, it's metal. At least for this essay. We are talking about my random tastes here and why this that resonates with me for what reason. The band lists are broken up into three separate lists. Top bands for the last 4 weeks, 6 months, and one full year. We can only talk about so many of them, but if anyone that reads watches this wants to know why I like one band song over another, just let me know. I will gladly tell you. I take my personal tastes in music pretty seriously. I can explain to a degree why I like this song or band over another. A lot of these are constants while some have increased in frequency due to that band's new album and touring cycle. Avatar. No, not the really long movies with blue alien thingies. Avatar is a hard band to pin down to what to call them as far as what subgenre of heavy metal to categorize them as. They don't really belong in just one. Their style falls somewhere in the middle of melodic death metal, groove metal, alternative metal, avant-garde metal, with a pinch of Americana sprinkled in there. When I first started listening to the band, I didn't know they were from Sweden. They sounded too Americana to be from there, but lo and behold they are. Their earlier material was definitely melodic death metal, but as some records and tours passed, they refined their sound to more along the lines of groove and alt metal that appeals to a broader audience. Their late 2025 release, Don't Go in the Forest, has been proving to be a real top-tier record for 2026. The title song, Don't Go in the Forest, is amazing, has a great melody, and caught me right away. Then I heard an acoustic version of the song, and I am not sure which one I like better. In the Airways is another banger on the record, and Captain Goat really showcases how the band can be way more than just another heavy band. They bring a lot of range, and have a tendency to be extremely memorable live. At some point they will come close enough by me, so I can board the train to Avatar Country. Zach Wild Black Label Society. How can I not talk about the living legend? The last of a long line of old-school rockers, now considered more a relic of a gone-by age. However, none of that is actually true. I still remember the first time I heard that first riff on the music video for Crazy Babies in 1988. I was hooked on Zakk Wylde after that, and I was barely 10 at the time. Zakk Wylde and his band Black Label Society have been busy with a new record for 2026, and it's probably the best hard rock record this year. Is it metal? Sure. Is it hard rock? Also sure, why not? Zakk checks all the boxes. He was Ozzy's guitarist from 1988-1997 before he started taking time away from Ozzy to do Black Label Society. Zakk had already been on his own with Pride and Glory and his solo album Book of Shadows, which is one of my all-time favorite records cover to cover. The last decade or so, Zakk started a new band called Zakk Sabbath. Basically, Zakk and friends just play nothing but Ozzy-era Black Sabbath tunes, and it's amazing. I got lucky enough to see a show in October of 2016. The man played nearly 2.5 hours nonstop, coming out into the crowd and just melting faces one solo and squeal after another. Black Label Society's new record, Engines of Demolition, has so many standout songs on it that you need to just go and listen to the whole record. I am a firm believer of the full-length album, and with how records and streaming are today, we get more extended play releases, 4-to-5-song mini-albums, and single-song releases over the full-length record. However, it is making a comeback. The final song on the record, Ozzy's Song, was written for the legend, Ozzy Osbourne. May he rest in peace. Zakk Wylde does it all. He played with Ozzy, helped Pantera do reunion shows so the people could enjoy Pantera again. He gives us an awesome Sabbath tribute band as a real tribute. All the greatness that is Black Label Society and his own solo acoustic stuff that makes you feel like the 1970s classic era of rock all over again. If you don't have something from Zakk in your attack, are you even a metalhead? Gideon. Gideon started as a Christian metal band, but have since transitioned into new metalcore and southern grit. New metalcore and southern grit is a mashup of rhythmic, bouncy grooves and aggressive vocal delivery of new metal with the raw intensity of hardcore punk. It is characterized by a stomping southern attitude and high energy breakdowns that emphasize rhythmic muscle over the traditional melody. Gideon has a "What if Pantera came out today" sound. Hyrie. Hyrie is one of those oddities for my musical choices. It's now May 2026. Beach and pool weather here in Southwest Florida. Hyrie is both a single artist and a band name. Hyrie is not heavy metal. Their music is mainly R&B with an emphasis on pop reggae, ska, and dub, characterized by angelic-sounding melodies, sophisticated horn arrangements, and a chill vibe. There are songs that have a more rocky, sublime feel, but usually stays inside the R&B reggae hip-hop mold. I like her stuff when I need something chill that isn't full of rage. Malevolence. If Gideon was to Pantera for the modern day, then Malevolence would be associated to the supergroup with members of Pantera and Corrosion of Conformity, called Down. Malevolence, like Avatar, I thought was American, but another band from the other side of the world that sounds more Americana metal than some American-based bands. A powerhouse of the UK metal scene from Sheffield, England, formed in 2010. They are widely celebrated for a swaggering sound that seamlessly fuses the aggression of hardcore with the heavy, bluesy riffs of NOLA-style sludge, doom, and groove metal. Despite their Northern English roots, the band draws heavily from New Orleans sludge icons like Crowbar and Down, alongside the precision of Pantera and the brutality of Hatebreed. Some standout Malevolence face melters are Keep Your Distance, Down, Above All Else, Remain Unbeaten, and Self-Supremacy. Sim. From Tokyo, Japan, Sim, Silence Is Mine, are not a true new metal band. It is easy to call them that, but they are so much more. They came out during the tail end of new metal, survived its fall from grace, continued to do their own thing, and now in 2026 with a sort of 1990s revival, as of late, have been just touring, recording, and guest collaborating with other bands. They are a fusion of punk rock, traditional heavy metal, and reggae. Their style and sound appeal to younger audiences, but it doesn't matter. They slam. Their newest single, Five Times Dead, is a really catchy track. This is another international band relative to the United States that sound more American than American bands do. I have played this band for people that don't love heavy metal and they like this band. I very much want to see them live. If you like the bouncy, fun, new metal vibe, Sim is a great band to experiment with. Skindred. Speaking of bounce, Skindred is just like Sim, but they are from the UK and hit the mainstream at the peak of new metal in and around 2004. Another band that isn't exclusively a new metal band. Sure, they bounce. Sure, they do a lot of hippie hoppy stuff. Sure, they are metal. Sure, they have a DJ. So what? Their new record, You Got This, just hit a few weeks ago at the time of this writing, and it's great. It checks all the boxes, but one. It's too short. The record is only 33 minutes, which is a very minor gripe. Who doesn't want more from a record? The band is still as heavy as they used to be. They are a lot of fun. Their songs are well done and are catchy. If you are on a boat and there is a party, I am sure there is some Skindred in the DJ booth somewhere. The title song, You Got This, stands out. Can I Get, Do It Like This, and My People are also super catchy songs that if terrestrial radio still played new rock metal on the radio, these tracks would be on it. Spite, Straight Up, Piss and Vinegar. This has to be one of the heaviest bands on this list. Their sound is unapologetically relentless in their aggressive, spiteful themes of misanthropy and pure rage. Their songs are just one breakdown after another. It's like the band only exists to put on pure brutality at live shows for a very dedicated fan base known as the Spite Cult. The rapid-fire vocals, often transitioning between guttural lows and high-pitched screeches. The crushing blends of deathcore breakdowns with the high-speed energy of new metal and hardcore. Standout songs are Lights Out, New World Killer, Caved In, and Kill or Be Killed. Tala, what do you get when one of the most recognized rock metal drummer's sons forms a band and makes them stop mid-listen just to ask, how the hell did you come up with that? You get Tala. Formed in 2017 by Max Portnoy, son of Dream Theater's Mike Portnoy, and vocalist Justin Bonnets, the band doesn't lean on the name, they outrun it. Max handles drums, but his role as the band's studio bass player was intended to inspire a more experimental and raw direction for their newer music, taking advantage of his technical proficiency on the instrument. Justin's vocals are a throwback to the new metal era, along with bringing his own vocal range and nuances that make him an additional instrument and not just the singer of the band. The DJ scratches are also a nice touch. Even Mike Portnoy has said outright that some of the material Tala puts together is beyond what he could comfortably play. That tells you everything you need to know. They get tagged as new core, which makes sense on paper. There's that early 2000s bounce sitting underneath, but it's pushed way past that. It's faster, more erratic, more layered. I just call it new metal pushed into something more experimental and progressive. It shouldn't work as clean as it does, but it does, and that's the whole point. And that is beautiful. I'd love to see them live. Vola. Vola is another oddity to my listening behaviors. The main reason, I absolutely do not like Sleep Token, and Vola gets thrown in with them far too often to my liking. Vola predates anything related to Sleep Token by a decade. The comparisons are fair as they sound similar at times, but not at all accurate. Their shared use of polyrhythmic, gent, grooves, and melodic vocals on the surface makes sense. However, when you start to dig deeper, as I often do, you start to see the differences that matter to me most. Vola seamlessly blends technical progressive metal with 80s synth pop and industrial rock. Vola offers a more organic live experience where electronic layers are triggered in real time rather than relying purely on static backing tracks. Led by Esker Midgen's melancholic harmonies, their discography, from the crushing technicality of In Mazes, 2015, to the refined synthesis of Friend of a Phantom, 2024, shows off their musicianship-focused evolution. Despite a devastating 2025 warehouse fire that destroyed their equipment, a massive fan-led response has propelled them into a successful 2026 world tour. Standout cuts from the band include Wailer, Cannibal, Bleed Out, Hollow Kid, Straight Lines, These Black Claws, Head Mounted Sideways, and 24 Light Years. Wednesday 13. Joseph Poole, aka Wednesday 13, is the definitive Duke of Spook, a prolific frontman who has spearheaded the horror punk and sleaze metal genres since the early 1990s through projects like Frankenstein Drag Queens from Planet 13 and the Murder Dolls. His solo work is a macabre celebration of B-movie horror, campy humor, and high-octane porn metal. The band's latest release, Mid-Death Crisis, late 2025, marks a deliberate return of the band's creature feature vibe with heavy guitar-driven riffs and spooky themes. Mid-Death Crisis is Leave Your Brain at the Door anthems like In Misery and The Devil Commands. Front to back, this is a solid album. It's heavy, but not so heavy that it scares people away. If you love White Zombie before Rob Zombie dissolved the band, you would love this record and love this band. They have a bunch of bangers from other records dating back to 2005. Go on a deep dive. It's well worth it. Shifting from bands to actual songs, we get another mixed bag of favorites. New songs that have just been released. Some of these are some of my favorite songs as of right now. This list is basically saying what comes on the most through the app for the past month, 6 months, and 1 year, like the top bands. The only real difference here is some of these top tracks were purposely chosen and not just random songs coming on. However, that is also, in part, at play. I have very well thought out playlists, and a lot of the time I will select one of these playlists and just hit random. But there are also times I will flip through a playlist and intentionally pick a song or just search the platform for a song and play that. Gray Matter Mechanics, Appassionata Ex Machina, A Legion. I found this song by chance a few years back on Liquid Metal through XM Radio. I had not heard of the band when I heard this song. It's technical. It has progressive elements. It uses classical elements, and it's brutally heavy. This song made me take a listening deep dive on their material, and now they are one of my favorites. A lot of metal bands today will fuse elements from other genres with heavy music, but A Legion does it so seamlessly. It's not fluff or extra stuff for layers. It's part of the song. The acoustic guitar work in this song is excellent. It's like listening to multiple different songs, and then you realize this is the same song. They are doing this more and more, and I hope they continue to do it. This song might be a decade old now, but it's a really good one, and a great example of how very heavy music can be intricate and complex. Refined in the Fire, Winds of Plague. Refined in the Fire is a laugh at fear because you're insane that exemplifies Winds of Plague's symphonic brutality of Evil Fucking Fears Me. The song might be up there in age, coming out in 2010, but it is a true long-term banger. The song has so much spiteful nature to it. It has hardcore roots, which I love, and still new sounding for how old this is. It's 3 minutes and 7 seconds long, and still worth it every time it comes on. That is why it shows up so much. That is why of all the songs that play often on my playlists, this one is worth saying something about. The show must go on, Who Wants to Live Forever, Queen. A two for one here, as these two songs represent the same exact thing. Life, dream, work, death, and having to go on knowing you either don't want to or you do not deserve to. They keep coming back around because they have to. They are there to remind me, I am still human. I am still connected to those dreams, even though they are just that. The dreams of a dying man. The Regulator, Clutch. It's Clutch. Does it even matter what song was chosen? I rediscovered this song through the 2025 remastered release of the 2004 Blast Tyrant and Basket of Eggs bonus release on the band's Spotify account. Both versions of this song are super unique when compared to one another, but very cool to listen to. Clutch has a sound that can go in all sorts of directions. Both songs are mood music, soaked in blues that has come to define their sound. They reinvent it as a soulful, acoustic piece without losing the haunting vibe of the original lyrics. People will know it from The Walking Dead. I will know it from Clutch being an awesome band, and this song is just another of a long list of Clutch. Outsider, Within the Ruins. Outsider is precision. That's the word that keeps coming back with this band. Within the Ruins doesn't rely on groove the same way some of the others on this list do. They are tighter, faster, more calculated. The guitar work is almost mechanical at times, rapid fire, clean, and relentless without falling apart. It's not chaos. It's controlled. This is one of those songs that keeps showing up because it scratches a very specific itch. Left with no home, I have been disowned. Forever left alone, I have become the outsider. Fury, wage war. I like anthems about rage or that drive forward. Fury does this for the entire 319. Fury is organized aggression. Wage war doesn't overcomplicate what they do here. It hits exactly where it needs to. Everything about the song feels intentional, from the pacing to the transitions. It's not trying to reinvent anything. It's just doing it better than most. It delivers the same punch it did in 2019. I Am the Fury says everything you need to know about this song. The top tracks are all over the place if you just glance at them. Different genres, different decades, different styles. All triggering old memories and our new dreams. But once you start lining them up across time frames, the pattern shows itself. These aren't just songs I like. They're songs I go back to, whether I realize it or not. We didn't even get into all the oddities in these lists or the classic rock metal that still finds its way in. That's part of the point. The lists aren't just there to rank songs. They show what I consider essential, what I consider strange, and how all of it ends up living in the same personalized jukebox. If the most played songs over time are my habits, then most recently played songs is my behavior in real time. This isn't curated like the playlists are. Nothing here is ranked. The list itself isn't intentional. However, listening to music is very intentional, and at times specific songs are chosen for specific reasons. With all the new albums from bands I follow dropping over the last month heading into summer 2026, the recently played list becomes a mix of everything. Shuffle runs from playlists, deliberate full album listens, and whatever else slips in between. At the time of this writing, there's been a flood of new material from bands I keep in rotation: Black Label Society, Skindred, Wage War, Paleface Swiss, Era, Testament, Lamb of God, Attila, Rob Zombie, Sim, Necrogoblican, and Psilosis. Late 2025 also gave us new releases from Avatar, Fit for a King, Wednesday 13, and Signs of the Swarm. All of that adds noise to the list, but it doesn't distort it. If anything, it exposes it. Even with all the new material, the same patterns show up: clusters of the same bands, repeated songs, and sudden shifts into something completely different before snapping back again. The bands we love, those songs that keep coming back, the ones that don't leave, and the ones that show up out of nowhere and stick just long enough to matter. So, there will be a playlist at the end of this that becomes a snapshot of this whole essay. More like a controlled slice of everything that's been moving. Some of the songs mentioned here, some pulled from the lists, some that didn't make it into the write-up at all, but belong there anyway. Just a working sample of what this all sounds like when it's actually in motion. That's really what this has been about the entire time. Not what I listen to, but how it moves. The cycles between intensity, familiarity, identity, and brutality. The constants, the rotations, the repeats, and the outliers. The Randomness of Controlled Chaos by David Angelo Minio. May 4th, 2026. 3,867 words.